This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Holi Festival of Colors being observed today, increase in imports from Roswagadi Transit, and U.S. President Joe Biden brands Putin a war criminal. Now the news in detail. Phagu Purnima or Holi, the festival of colors, is being observed in hilly areas including the capital city today. The festival, also called Spring Festival, marks the arrival of spring and the harvest season. According to a Hindu myth, demon king Hiranyakasapu was unhappy with his son Prahlad for his wholehearted devotion to the god Vishnu, ordered his sister Holika to kill Prahlad. Following her brother's instruction, Holika, who had a boon from the god that fire would not harm her, sat on a fire with Prahlad on her lap but was burnt to death, while Prahlad remained unhurt due to the blessing of god Vishnu. From then onwards, the festival, also known as Holi, is celebrated by smearing color with enjoyment. There is also a saying that Lord Vishnu had told Holika that the boon she had received would be meaningless if it was misused. President Vidyadev Bhandari has wished happiness, peace and prosperity to all the brothers and sisters living at home and abroad on the auspicious occasion of the great festival of Nepali Phagu Purnima or Holi. In a message today, President Bhandari has said unity among diversity has become the identity and strength of all Nepalese, and that it will be contribute to further strengthening national unity by enhancing mutual love, harmony and tolerance among all Nepalese. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has expressed confidence that this year's Holi festival would further spread social harmony and strengthen national unity. Extending best wishes for happiness, peace, harmony, prosperity and continuous progress to all Nepali brothers and sisters on the occasion of Phagu Purnima and Holi, the Vice President also expressed confidence that the Holi festival 2078 Bikram Sambat would inspire all to hold the local level elections as a celebration. Similarly, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwa has wished happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali brothers and sisters living at home and abroad on the occasion of Phagu Purnima or Holi festival. In a message today, Prime Minister Deuwa described Nepali society as ethnically, linguistically and culturally diverse, like the various colors played in Holi festival. He has also urged the people to observe the Holi festival in a dignified manner while adhering to health protocol, as the infection of COVID-19 has not been completely controlled yet. Prime Minister Deuwa has also expressed the belief that the Holi festival would inspire all to build a just and civilized society by eradicating various kinds of anomalies and irregularities existing in the society. A Nepali delegation led by Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha, who is on a visit to the United Arab Emirates, UAE, has taken stock of the condition of services, salaries, perks and security given to Nepali domestic workers in the UAE. The delegation on Wednesday visited Tadbir Service Centres in Dubai, organisations under Dubai government facilitating franchises that provide consultation regarding the employment of domestic workers, and took stock of the situation of Nepali domestic workers in the UAE and their salaries, facilities, security, work safety and vulnerability to violence, according to the Secretariat of Labour Minister of Nepal. On the occasion, UAE government officials and managers of Tadbir service centres ensured security for Nepali domestic workers in UAE. They also informed the minister about preparations done by Nepali people before flying to UAE as domestic workers and their rights and security. Import of Chinese goods entering Nepal through Rasuagari transit has increased. As per the agreement reached between the border officials of Rasua and Jilin provinces in Kirin a few days ago, the volume of goods import has started increasing. A meeting was held between the chief district officer of Rasua and Chinese officials at the border to address the demand of the Nepali market to increase imports that have been stalled due to the COVID-19 infection. Chief District Officer Navraj Jaisi informed that the number of goods being imported from 9 containers daily has increased to 14 containers at Rasuagari since Wednesday. Border security personnel have stated that the imported goods have reached Rasuagari this morning. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A powerful earthquake hit northeast Japan on a Wednesday night, temporarily cutting power to 2 million homes. The magnitude 7.3 tremor struck the same region where a major earthquake triggered the Fukushima nuclear disaster 11 years ago. Officials say 2 people died and at least 90 were injured. AFP news agency reports in some areas it was too forceful for people to stand and buildings rattled in the capital Tokyo. Immediately after the event, Japan's Meteorological Agency issued an advisory for tsunami waves of 1 meter for parts of the northeast coast, but Japanese broadcaster NHK is now reporting that it has been withdrawn. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is said to address German lawmakers on Thursday in his latest bid to sway policymakers in Western democracies over the war in Ukraine. Zelensky will address Germany's lower house of parliament at 8 GMT. The Russian invasion swiftly prompted German Chancellor to announce support for Ukraine. He also increased German defense spending and sent arms to Ukraine. Polls suggest many Germans support Zelensky's call for a ban on Russian energy, but oil ministers have said that phasing out the use of Russian gas will not be immediate. However, a plan is already in place to stop importing Russian coal. U.S. President Joe Biden has labeled Russian leader Vladimir Putin a war criminal in a move likely to escalate diplomatic tensions even further. Biden delivered the remark off the cuff in response to a reporter's question at the White House. It is the first time he has used such language to condemn President Putin, and the White House later said he was speaking from his heart. White House press secretary later said the president had been speaking from his heart after seeing barbaric images of the violence in Ukraine rather than making any official declaration. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Holi Festival of Colors being observed today, increase in imports from Rasuagari transit, and U.S. President Joe Biden brands Putin a war criminal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.